thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
I could not, given what I felt like the Lord gave me to speak to you this morning, I don't know that I could have put a song set together better than the Lord put a song set together this morning. How many just appreciate when the Lord confirms things for you? Amen. How many know that the majority of the world that we live in right now seems to operate and live in a neck-breaking pace these days? It's go, 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 90 to nothing. And especially within the American culture, it just seems like we never slow down. It seems like we never take a moment to wait. And I'm so thankful this morning that God made a way for us to just kind of begin to wait this morning on Him before we dove into the Word. I feel like sometimes we come in and we expect to just get that worship and get that Word, and we kind of want it in 60 minutes or less. But how many know sometimes we miss out when we try to get in and get out? And God has greater things in store. How many know sometimes just basking in His presence is all that we need? Sometimes it's not a matter of I need to receive something. It's just a matter of being in His presence, amen? And I'm thankful that the Lord slowed us down this morning. You see, being as we are and being in a culture that is so fast-paced, everything is expected to be streamlined for better effectiveness and efficiency. And sadly enough, that even has been translated into our church world in worshiping the Lord. But what that really does is it often leaves us in a position or in a place where what happens is we're rushed. And when we're rushed, we feel like we begin to... How many have ever just lost patience because you were tired of waiting? Anybody ever do that with the Lord? You just lose patience with the Lord because you're tired of waiting. How many knows waiting doesn't kill us? But you see, we live in a culture where we have less patience and understanding for others as a result of this necessary streamlining that we feel. We even begin to, what we do is we begin to actually kind of wear hard on our Christian witness. Because sometimes we have little to no patience. And this morning I can say that that's probably me some days. I don't know about you, but for me some days that's me. And God has to get a hold of me. You see, again, we can get frustrated, we get angry. Sadly enough, we even get outraged when we have to wait a moment longer than what we had anticipated on waiting. How many of you got aggravated in a drive-thru this week? You see, many times in those moments, what we shine and witness to others is not the love and the goodness of Christ, it's our hind end. And again, we wear hard on our witness for Jesus Christ. But what about those private moments? What about the unseen, the unheard moments where it's just you and the Lord? There are no witnesses to the fact that you're losing patience. There is no witness to the fact that you're angry, frustrated, upset, or anything of that nature this morning. And what about those moments when what you're waiting on isn't food from a drive-thru line or some other first world perceived inconvenience of life, but what you're waiting on is unanswered prayer. What you're waiting on is an unmet need. What you're waiting on is the salvation of a lost loved one or friend. What you're waiting on is healing that will bring relief and wholeness. What about those moments where we have asked and prayed more times than we can count? When we've believed and are still believing, but yet in that moment we aren't receiving. Anybody ever been there? See, in those moments of waiting, in those moments of wanting, how do we continue to live out our faith in God? How do we continue to believe that Jesus Christ has made a new and a better covenant for us to partake in when we feel like we're not getting to maybe partake in some of the blessings? How do we continue to operate under the belief that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is now living in us and works in us and works through us? How do we stand in faith when what we seem to be in need of the most isn't coming to fruition? It's just simply not happening. The Lord kind of hit me with a simple yet difficult question right out of the gate this week. That question was, do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? Do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? I felt like this was a very unfair question. Unfair because I still have unanswered prayers this morning, even as I preach this message to you. Unfair because, again, I'm still waiting and wanting for specific things to transpire. Unfair because my finite mind cannot fully grasp His infinite wisdom this morning. Unfair because sometimes it seems there are no answers right now, and that answers may never come. Anybody ever been there this morning? Or is it just me? You see, I tried to pray my way out of this sermon. I tried to pray my way around it, away from it. But all this week, the Lord just kept bringing me back to, do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? And since He wouldn't release me from it this week, I'm bringing it to you. He just kept leading me back to Mark chapter 11, to three specific verses. And I want to read those with you this morning, and probably for most of us, they will be somewhat familiar today. Mark chapter 11, beginning in verse 22. It says, "And Jesus answered them, 'Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.'" Now, I have to stand before you this morning and tell you that I have witnessed, at this point in my life, more times than I can count, God answering prayer immediately. I can tell you that He is an immediate, on-time God. I have witnessed there be no delay in response and results. I have also watched prayers be answered through a progression of time, if you will, meaning that it transpired within hours to days, or days to weeks, or weeks to months. And in those moments, verse 24 specifically, it comes to life and is almost indescribable. But then there are moments when verse 24 seems unreachable. It seems hidden, or even, dare I say, impossible to experience. But yet Jesus said, "It will be done, and it will be yours." He said it. And how many knows if He said it, we need to believe it this morning? You see, what we're left with is essentially an outrageously bold statement that Christ made, declaring that, again, if I have said it, then just believe it. But when you're waiting, when you have no answers, how many knows that's hard? So does that mean that everything that we ask for will be done exactly the way that we want it to be done? No, it won't. Does it mean that everything that we ask for should be done or should be granted to us by our Heavenly Father? Again, I would have to say that the answer this morning is no. But there are some factors that we need to take note of and consider when attempting to fully understand what Jesus is trying to tell us here in Mark chapter 11. I want to begin by taking you to 1 John chapter 5. We're going to read verses 14 and 15 this morning. It says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that He that we have asked of Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 2, when Jesus was instructing the disciples on prayer, He said we are to pray for God's kingdom to come and for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, we are to pray for the sovereignty, the power, the kingship, the dominion of God to rule on earth, or to rule in our heart, our home, our situation, our circumstance, as it does in heaven. Now, how many knows that we don't know exactly what that means right now? But what we know is that in heaven, everything is perfect and everything is in control, correct? And so we know today that what God has established is what we need established here in this moment. And so we're to pray for His will. We're to pray for His kingdom to come into our moment. And while we do that, we are simultaneously again to pray for His will, which is essentially His counsel and His eternal purposes. How many knows we get stuck on the temporary, but He's eternal. And so sometimes in that moment of only being able to see the temporary, we can't see the eternal. We can't see the greater purpose. You see, we see with an extremely narrow and limited viewpoint to where this morning God sees with an inexhaustible, eternal, unrestricted viewpoint. We have to ask according to His will. Secondly, in John 15 and 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Not only do we have to follow and abide by His will, but it says that we have to follow and abide His words. They need to be in us and we need to be in them. Because when that happens, then again, it says, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done. Again, some of these things are much easier to read than it is to live out, especially, again, when we're facing those moments of unanswered prayer. But yet we must remain seated in both Christ's teachings and the doctrines, the precepts and promises that we find in Scripture, because how many knows that Christ was the living Word? Amen? And this morning, not only was He the living Word, but He has given us, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the written Word of God. And that should stir and embolden the Christ follower as it continues to embirth faith inside of us. So we have to stay connected to His will, and we have to stay connected to His Word. Because when we ask and believe in hopes of receiving from God, but we're unwilling to come into alignment in agreement with His will and His word, we cannot expect to receive. James 4 and 3 says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. It says, you don't receive because you ask amiss, or you ask improperly with bad intent or with bad intentions. Now, how many knows when we think that our intentions are always golden and perfect? But sometimes, how many knows that when we're not in His will and we're not in His word, we get in the way? And so we pray amiss. We pray wrongly. James 1, 6 through 8 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. If we ask outside of the will of God, outside of the word of God, with improper intentions, without faith, we cannot expect God to honor our request. How many know sometimes we make a mess and then ask God to bless it? And that's not how His kingdom works. You see, to do so would be to ask God to change the structure and the nature of His character, His kingdom, and His eternal purposes. And how many knows He is the same yesterday, today, and forever? So who He is and what He has established will not change today. So here we are back at this element of faith. We have to ask in faith. But what does that mean? What does that look like for us, the Christ followers, this morning? Is there some kind of special formula for us to pray and to follow? Is there a special edition Christ follower magic eight ball that we each need to acquire so that we can shake it every day when we come to these decisions and choices and circumstances? And it can say yes or no or maybe. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore," or in response, "I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Verse 22, Jesus just simply starts out by saying, have faith in God. And it's supposed to be that simple, but yet it's that complicated, right? You see, faith in this moment that Jesus was speaking of, it's trust and confidence in God as a result of your faith in him. It's saying, God, I believe that you are who your word says you are. And even though I can't fully comprehend that, I have trust and I have confidence that that is exactly who you are. Part of living out that faith or walking by that faith is then speaking faith. I'm going to know sometimes we get hung up and tripped up and sabotaged by our own words. We confess things, we say things, we put things into motion that are not in alignment with God's will, that are not in alignment with his word. And then again, we still expect his blessing upon those things. You see, in verse 23, Jesus said, whoever says to this mountain, faith must move from theory to practice in our lives. It must move from being retained for personal use only to being released for kingdom purpose. It must move from our heart or from our head through our mouth. Faith has to be spoken. We can't just be a reservoir of faith. We are meant to be rivers of living faith. And so somewhere we have to speak, and we have to speak faith, because if we're not speaking faith, we're speaking destruction. As we speak faith out loud, we're to do so with no doubt, with no hesitation, with no moment of wavering. But again, I want us to understand this morning that it's not some just simple mind over matter moment. It's not a name it and claim it type situation. It's faith in God over everything else. It's saying, this is who he is, and I believe it, so I'm going to have that trust and that confidence. It's requesting permission to partake in the blessing and the promises we have already been given by God through Jesus Christ this morning. Verse 23 and 24 goes on to say, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Believe is used once in verse 23 and then again in verse 24, but we read them in the English language as the same word. But in the Greek, they actually have two separate meanings. So I don't want us to miss that this morning, because I believe that Christ spoke them the way that he spoke them for a reason. Amen. Verse 23, believe means to trust in God. And we trust because he is able to come to our aid in obtaining or in doing something. We trust because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is able. Do we believe this morning, church? Do we have that level of trust that says, God, I know that this seems impossible, but I know that you are the God of the impossible? Do we have that this morning? Do we believe that he is able to come to our aid in obtaining or doing what must be done in our life, in our circumstances, our situations this morning? Verse 24, believe is to be firmly persuaded with hope and certain expectation. To be firmly persuaded in hope with certain expectation. So we have trust and we have expectation. But how many know sometimes we trust but we don't expect? And how many know it's really sometimes we're expecting but we're not actually trusting? But here he says they have to work and get together. We have to trust and have confidence that God is who he said he is. But then we have to trust, we have to believe that he is able to move. And then we have to trust and believe that he is going to come through. We have to have that sense of expectation in our lives. So this morning we need to understand that Christ followers trust with expectation. Are we trusting with expectation those things today that are left unanswered in our lives? Jesus didn't say that we're to trust and expect when it seems logical and possible. How many knows if it's possible, there's no need to trust or rely on God? He didn't say trust and expect when it's can be accomplished by you or accomplished by somebody else. He didn't say trust and expect when things appear to be favorable or in your odds. He said confidently speak faith as you trust with expectation. That's it. We have to leave then the rest up to him. But how many knows that puts it in his control and out of ours? And how many knows that's when things get crazy? To ask in prayer is not to demand or even to desire. As it is here, it is to humbly request from a superior. How many knows today he is supreme? Amen. Amen? You see, this speaks not of the omnipotence of the believer's faith, but of its full dependence upon God. Again, apart from him, we can do nothing. So it's not our faith. It's not a matter of our faith having or lacking power, but rather it is our confidence, our faith in God, that he is who he said he is, and that he is able to do what only he can do this morning, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Do we have that trust and that confidence today? Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Ask, believe, receive. Ask, believe, receive. This is less of a formula, because how many knows we want a formula? We want steps. We want it to be a process that cannot fail according to our expectation. God, if I say this, then you must do this way. How many knows that's not how it works? But yet we're still called and commanded to ask, to believe, and to receive. And again, it is less of a formula and more of a determined lifestyle empowered and directed by our continual faith in God. I watched my little sister go through the process of cancer. I watched it almost drain her complete life away. But then I watched God do a miraculous healing in her life. And today she is, oh God, how old is she? She's 30-something, 31. She's still a walking, living, breathing miracle. But I watched my mother die from cancer. Did that change who God was? Absolutely not this morning. Because I have seen from that moment to this day many, many things transpire. We have witnessed in this church alone the mighty hand of God moving in miraculous ways. We have miracles sitting among us this morning. Amen? Come on, somebody. You see, he didn't say, trust and expect when things were going our way. He said, speak faith and continue to trust with expectation. So this morning, we must speak faith. We must ask in humility. We must believe, trust with expectation that we will indeed receive. You see, to receive means that we are to lay hold of something by aggressively and actively accepting. Everybody say accepting. By aggressively and actively accepting what is available. You see that word in the Greek, it emphasizes our volition or our assertiveness as the receiver to take what God has already provided. How many knows that this morning God doesn't have to manufacture anything? He is everything. And anything that we could possibly need, he already is and has and has made available for us this morning. Amen. You see, God has given us His Word, which will reveal His will. And through His Word and His will, we will be better able to see and understand what He has already made available for us. If we're confused on what is available, it's because we're not spending time in His Word understanding His will. As I sat in my office and again tried to get out of all of this morning, I began just feeling the Lord just tell me these things that were available that sometimes I think we forget about, again, in the busyness, the hurriedness of what is our lives today. So I just began to write them down. He just began to speak kind of softly to me. And He said, remember what I've already made available for you. Salvation, redemption, reconciliation, restoration, healing, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. I've given you deliverance and freedom and wholeness, provision of finances and food, employment and housing. I've given you love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I've given you wisdom and knowledge and understanding, direction, instruction, clarity and counsel, protection, refuge, shelter. I've given you help in times of trouble, in times of testing, in times of temptation. I've given you adoption papers. You are my sons and daughters. You are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I have given you blessings for here and now. I've given you eternal blessings. I've given you eternal life through my son, Jesus Christ. I've given you spiritual fullness and authority and empowerment for service. I've given you courage and boldness and strength and humility and compassion, encouragement, edification. I've given you intercessors. You have Jesus here with me and the Holy Spirit there with you. I've given you the indwelling presence and power of the Holy Spirit. So see, this morning, we have things available to us. And please don't misunderstand this list. It's not all inclusive this morning. God is not limited or restricted in any way, shape, or form today. He is still the God of the impossible, amen? What this is meant to do for us this morning is to begin to show us what He has already made available for us as Christ followers as we continue to trust and expect and receive as we speak faith. I did not want to preach this morning, but I feel like the Lord asked me to basically make myself and my wife vulnerable before you this morning. And I'm not a fan of vulnerability. And so I say this not for anything other than God has given me the direction to say this. And so I don't want this to be misconstrued. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for pity, any of those things this morning. But for my wife and I say I only because I'm a bystander in this. 9 years ago after Emma was born, Shannon began having stomach pain that was crippling at times. She's gone through, I think, four surgeries by the time we're done with exploratory things. We've taken every kind of medicine that you can take. We've done chiropractic issues. We've done everything that we know to do. And for 9 years, she has suffered with a pain that nobody can diagnose, that nobody can tell us anything about. And it comes and it goes in a very unknown cycle. And this last go around, she got 11 days of being pain-free before it started back again. And most people don't see it because we don't really talk about it. Some of you know because maybe we're a little closer. But you see, we've prayed and we've spoken faith and we believed. And I've been in prayer in this very sanctuary more times than I can count, and I feel like the Lord whispered into my ear, she is healed. And I would go home and I would tell her, I was praying today and I believe that the Lord whispered into my heart that you're healed. But here we are, 9 years into this process, and there doesn't seem to be an answer yet. Not from the medical world and not from what we would deem the Lord. And so I felt hypocritical even beginning to study this subject, to bring it to you this morning, because I said, Lord, how can I bring this to them when we are in the struggle ourselves? And it's not that we don't believe it. It's not that we don't ask. It's not that we don't trust and expect. It's just not happened yet. It hasn't manifested itself, but can I tell you this morning? And I talked to her, I said, I don't know that I want to do this. And she just told me, you have to do this. And while her healing hasn't been manifested in her body yet, we are still speaking faith this morning. Amen. We're still believing that those things that he has whispered into my heart and into hers are going to manifest themselves in her body. And she is going to be healed. I have no doubt this morning that God is able to come in and do that exact thing in her body this morning. You see, speaking in faith, trusting with expectation, receiving by faith have nothing to do with our current position, situation, circumstance, and or opposition. But they do have everything to do with in whom we have invested our trust and expectation in this morning. And for us, our expectation is in the Lord. I'm not looking for medical science to deliver my wife this morning. I'm not looking for any answer in any other place or from any other person. Today, I believe that my almighty maker is going to be the one who delivers and heals my wife at just the right moment. You see, but what is it that you and I are facing today? That God would ask us, do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? Do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? The worship team would come this morning. If you would, stand with me. Do you really expect to receive what you ask and believe for? My answer is yes. This morning, Shannon's answer is yes. It's yes because we trust his ways over ours. Yes, because we trust his timing. We know that his timing is best. Yes, because we trust in his plan. Yes, because we trust his will, even when it seems really hard and difficult to do so. Yes, because we trust that he is working all things for our good, because we love him and we know who he is. Will you speak faith this morning? Will you speak it over that thing that's in your life? That unanswered prayer, that unmet need, that unsaved loved one or friend, that miracle that can only transpire by the moving and the work of God's hand this morning. Whatever it may be, are you willing to speak faith over that this morning? Are you willing to still trust with expectation as you wait to receive what he has made available for you? Will you declare by faith in boldness that you already have it? Unanswered prayers don't change who God is this morning. Let me say that again. Unanswered prayers don't change who God is this morning, but they can change who we are in him. Amen? So if he said it, let's believe it. Let's receive it by faith in Jesus' name this morning. Amen? If he said it, let's believe it, and then let's receive it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your word. God, even when it is not easy to preach, God, even when it causes us to have to be vulnerable before others. Father, I thank you for what you have made available to your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. God, help us to not be forgetful. God, help us to not neglect your will and your word, because God, it is there that we find exactly what we need. God, exactly what has been made available to us. God, exactly what we can speak by faith for. God, I know that life brings untold challenges and tests and trials. But God, I know that you are our complete resource this morning. And God, if it's been 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, God, however long it's been that we feel like we've been sitting with an unanswered prayer, God, this morning, I pray that our hearts and our souls would be refreshed and encouraged as we trust with perfect confidence, as we trust with expectation, God, of understanding your timing is always perfect. God, move in us and through us today. In Jesus' name. I don't pretend to know where you are this morning or what you may be going through. But what I will say is there is a God who will walk with you every step of the way. So this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, why not give Him a shout? Why not give Him a chance to begin to bring joy and peace and true life and happiness to you today? If you've been running away from that, turn around and run to Him this morning. This morning, if you're in a moment, a season, an extended season, and you just feel like the answers are never going to come, I want you to step out in faith this morning and find a place to pray. And as you step out and find a place to pray, I want you to speak faith over that. And say, God, I trust you with perfect confidence. God, I believe that you are more than able. And because I believe that you are more than able, I'm trusting with great expectation to receive according to your will and according to your word. And that thing that has maybe just been plaguing you or hanging over your life as a dark cloud or shadow, I want you to confess sunlight into that this morning. Confess that God's going to begin to move and shake and break and do whatever He has to do to bring that situation, that unanswered prayer, to a position of manifestation and wholeness, completeness today. As they play, as they sing this morning, I want you to come and find a place to pray. Step out in faith, speak faith this morning, and let God begin to minister to your heart, into your life. If you need prayer for anything, we want you to come this morning. Let's pray and agree that God is going to move on your behalf. If that's you, I want you to come this morning.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.